Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and if you're anything like me, you spend a significant portion of your day staring at screens. Whether it's catching up on emails, scrolling through social media, or binge-watching that new show everyone's talking about, technology is woven into the fabric of our lives. But here's the thing, it can be a double-edged sword. Ever feel like you're constantly tethered to your phone, checking notifications every 5 seconds? You know that feeling when you finally put it down and realize you've completely lost track of time? Or maybe you've caught yourself comparing your life to the carefully curated feeds on Instagram, leaving you feeling inadequate or envious. Today, we're diving deep into transforming your relationship with technology. We'll explore how to harness its power for good while setting healthy boundaries that protect your well-being and cultivate a more balanced and fulfilling life. Ready to unplug and reconnect with what truly matters? Let's go. First up, remember this. Technology is a tool. It's not inherently good or bad, it's all about how we use it. Think of a hammer. It can build a house or smash a window, right? It's the same with our smartphones, laptops, and tablets. They have incredible potential to connect us, inform us, and even entertain us, but they can also become distractions, sources of stress, and even erode our sense of self-worth if we let them. Now, let's talk about mindfulness. Being present in the moment is crucial for living a truly fulfilling life, and technology often pulls us away from that. It's easy to get sucked into endless scrolling or become glued to notifications, but by practicing mindfulness, we can regain control. Next, set those boundaries. This might sound intimidating, but it's simpler than you think. Start small. Designate tech-free zones in your home, like the dinner table or your bedroom. Establish digital detox. Periods where you completely disconnect from your devices for a few hours each day. Even turning off notifications can make a huge difference in reducing distractions and reclaiming your focus. Think about those apps you use daily. Are they truly adding value to your life, or are they just time wasters? Be honest with yourself. It's okay to delete apps that don't serve you anymore. You'd be surprised how much lighter you feel when you declutter your digital space. Remember, technology is not our enemy. It's a powerful tool that can enhance our lives, but only when we use it consciously and intentionally. Let me share a quick story with you. Imagine this. Sarah was constantly feeling overwhelmed by the constant buzz of notifications on her phone. She'd spend hours scrolling through social media, comparing herself to others, and feeling increasingly anxious. One day, she decided to take control. She set up Do Not Disturb mode during work hours, deleted a few time-wasting apps, and made a conscious effort to engage in real-life interactions instead of relying on her phone for connection. The result? Sarah felt more focused, less stressed, and more present in her daily life. So, how can you start transforming your relationship with technology today? First things first, take a deep breath and assess your current usage patterns. Then, identify areas where you can set boundaries, whether it's reducing screen time, designating tech-free zones, or deleting unnecessary apps. Remember, even small changes can make a big difference. Let's recap. We talked about technology as a tool, not an end in itself. We emphasized the importance of mindfulness and being present in the moment. Setting boundaries is key. Think digital detox, periods, and tech-free zones. And lastly, remember that you have control over your digital life. Take back your time and energy, and reclaim your focus. I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on transforming your relationship with technology in the comments below or on our social media pages. What steps are you taking to create a healthier balance? Are there any specific challenges you're facing? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember to build that stoic core, strength, resilience, and balance, one day at a time. I'll catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.